For years, I thought that how you meet someone doesn't matter, because a few minutes after you meet them, you talk, and it stops being a factor on how exactly you started talking and how you met. And lately I've been thinking that maybe I was wrong, and I think you mentioned right now that how you meet someone, that initial emotional impact or that those first few moments does matter, and it does shape the future of that interaction. What do you think?
I would say 100% you're on something there, because there is a psychological factor in, and as humans, we are naturally animals, and we are attracted to scent, to taste, to smell, and as well as body movement. And when you're meeting someone in person, you can see the way they move, you get attracted to their movements, their smells, their voice, not just a picture behind a screen. So like when I met people like in person, you would see someone like Han when he walked up to me. It was like very natural because he had seen me moving without even interacting with him and was instantly attracted, and he made the move. And I believe that in primitive state, when it comes to male and female in any environment, the male tends to be the one that makes the move. You can see when it comes to birds, males do a dance to attract the female partner. I think that that's taking away a natural thing that we need in just any type of interaction. We need that real connection. Yeah. And when you're behind a screen, it removes that, so it makes you much easier to have an ulterior motive or be someone fake, and it's not a true natural connection.
Okay, then let's say a month from the day you met someone, or 6 months from the day you met someone. How does it matter at that point how you met, if at all?
I mean, you could just be settling at that point. Because you're getting bummed out, you could be going on dates with other people and not having a connection. And when you have met someone that is still looking for that same thing, that same like desire, need, or sort of like desperation to get to that point where you met someone that's the right person for you, you both feel that. So if you're both willing to sacrifice something, you find yourself in a relationship sacrificing maybe one thing, which is a true connection, just to have companionship.
Also, the excitement of meeting someone that way, the excitement can make you commit maybe sooner, because you're all the more you're more euphoric maybe about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk it up. That's the exciting thing about being on an app. You can really talk your person up. You can create a personality, and then the getting ready, the going to meet that person after you've had this banter with them, you feel like you already know them. So when you're going into it, it makes it much easier to go and interact. So that's what's exciting.
What made you, you know, you probably dated a few guys, you know, for a long time. What made you stop on one guy without mentioning names? What made you stop? What makes him in your mind special? And I know he's sitting right here, and it might boost his already huge ego to infinite heights. But we'll take that risk, because there's not much space left, right? He's already there. So what made him? What made you say I want to focus on him?
It's authenticity. It's the real trueness, and when you interact, there is no like bullshit film, or like there's no need to be someone than you're not.
No fake positivity.
Nothing at all. It's all real. If it's negative, it's negative. If it's not, it's not.
He has no problem disagreeing or saying
you're
wrong or whatever.
There's a challenging thing to it. There is a comforting and a supportive aspect to it, where it's just, it's real. It feels right. And other people, you can see that there's an agenda. If there's not an agenda, they don't even truly show you their face. And with that person, it was just like 100%. And from day one, it was like, show me.
And he certainly doesn't tell you what you want to hear, right? So you know if the compliment is coming, it's real, right?
Sometimes it's more than I don't want to hear, but then it shakes you, because sometimes, you know, he might be right. When it's not what you want to hear, and they're like, oh, okay, this person is onto something, and you can trust them. Like, immediately you build that trust, because they're real.
And he feels probably the same, because he knows he can freely disagree with you and it's not going to be the end of the world.
I don't know, you should ask him.
He might get beat up. But well, thank you for the stimulating interview.
You're welcome.
Stimulating on all levels.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, so if a woman thinks that she's a feminist and she's independent and all that. And at the same time, she's really attracted to the idea of being in a relationship with a guy who is nurturing. Mm-hmm. How does she balance these two things?
I would say look at the women who are like your grandmother, someone who has carried out a relationship with a man. Uh-huh. A man who has shown her the support and security that she needs. But at the same time, when she runs the conversation, she's the woman. She's heard as her own individual self. I think it's about giving the man a space where he feels comforted and secure and creating that nurturing environment for him, where then he wants to also provide that, but also respects her individual. Like, she is her own person. She has her own, like, achievements that she wants to reach. And I would say it's early on. Like, there's the way that you interact with a man. You don't want to baby them, but you also want to let the man know that you understand who you are and you, like, live that. You are who you are. You stay true to that. But it doesn't necessarily mean, like, feminism has become such a dramatized thing, like, where people create it as, it's like, men need to let women rule and run and step back. But there's also something behind a man caring for a woman and protecting her, and I think men need that, and you can have a balance between the two and not cross the line of being feminist or not. And I think that's where people are losing sight, like really losing sight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.